Well, the draft is done. Rick Smith, a busy man this past week and many weeks preparing for the draft. And earlier in the week, he had a chance to tell the media about some things regarding the Texans that we've all been wondering about. Let's listen in.
You know what, John, we're having those conversations and we're still contemplating that. What I will tell you about Whitney is this. Whitney is very similarly to, you know, two players that you saw us address in free agency, whether we were talking about the first rounder with Kareem or seventh rounder with Derek Newton. These are young players that we feel like are still on the rise, that are getting better, that have a role on our football team, that are good teammates, that work hard, that we see their level of play continuing to ascend. Whitney falls in that category, and so he is a guy that we would absolutely love to continue to have here, and that is something that you know, that's our intention. And so whether or not we pick that up really is not as important as the fact that we want him around for a long time. Yeah, and I let Bill really handle the injury updates, but, yeah, everything that I've seen, Brian, this offseason I've been encouraged and impressed with. He's doing well. All the reports that I've gotten are very positive, and yes, we expect that he will be a major contributor to our football team this year. Well, when we wrote the contract, John, that was something that was always we were always going to do that when we wrote the contract originally. So that wasn't something that we did in an effort to create more room. It in effect, it did that, but it was designed to do that from the time that we did it in the first place. So just as it relates to adding, you know, free, we will always continue to augment this roster and make it better. If there is an opportunity for us to, whether it's via trade, whether it is to add a street free agent, whether it's to add an unrestricted free agent that's still out there, we will always look for ways and opportunities to increase the talent on the roster. And so, you know, the first opportunity post-draft is obviously the college free agents process. And we just had a meeting and organizing that process. That's an important process because, you know, it could be a little bit chaotic at times because there's just, you know, everybody's in the marketplace at the same time and everybody's competing for the same group of players. And so, you know, you've got to be organized that way. And so we're working through that and developing that plan. And then after that, you know, we've got a rookie mini camp and then we've got, you know, our OTAs, and we'll keep, you know, evaluating the roster and the guys that we bring in. And if there are chances for us to go out and improve and get better players, and we'll do it.
We'll see a lot more of Rick Smith tomorrow night during Texans All Access 2015 Draft Special. But right now, we promised more of Seth Payne. You know, he was a part of the original expansion draft for the Texans. How did that go down?
It was strange just after having been with one team for 5 years, getting to know a whole new locker room. The locker room kept changing because we were at the Astrodome first. We were at the Astrodome while the rodeo was going on, and I remember Dan Riley, the strength coach, had to wipe down the lockers and the equipment every single morning because there was dust everywhere, and you're still getting to know people, and they're shuffling people in all the time. I think the thing that helped a lot, or that was fun for Gary Walker and I, was that we had a lot of veteran guys on that defense, and from the beginning, Dom Capers, who's a defensive-minded coach, let it be known that we were gonna lead on the defensive side of the ball. So there was a lot of pressure, positive pressure, on guys like Aaron Glenn, Gary Walker, myself, Marcus Coleman, Kylie Wong, all these guys, to kind of set an example. So that part of it was fun. We knew it was going to be hard. We knew we wouldn't have a lot of success, but we knew that we could try to establish a pattern and a way to play. And we, I think a lot of guys, a lot of the veterans really grasped, latched onto that challenge. From the very beginning, before the expansion draft, they brought us in on a tour of the stadium. And what was Reliant at the time, you could see what a great stadium was going to be. You could see how massive it was. And it was also, it was, I guess, interesting would be the right word. The Astrodome, whatever shape it's in now, it was, I don't know how much better shape it was in at that point. And we were in the bowels of the old Oilers locker room, and everything hadn't been used in a while, and it was kind of dusty. But it was fun. You felt like in some ways it was a return to basics. Like you felt like it was back in your high school locker room. Not everything was pristine. Not everything was perfect. But you were getting in on the ground floor or something and building something from scratch.
Great stuff from Seth Payne. Now don't go anywhere. We have cheerleaders coming up and more on our draft special tomorrow night. It's Texans 360.